So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you're joining me on The Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. And my next guest is both. And actually, I'm not sure where he's from, but he has kind of a fun accent. So welcome, Kingsley Grant, personal development coach. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic, Erica. It's great being here with you, and I'm looking forward to our time together.
And so I was recognizing you from somewhere different. So are you, where do you live now and what country are we in and what country did you come from?
Sure. I am originally from Jamaica. So that's my beautiful accent is Jamaican.
Yeah,
nice. So I'm a Jamaican. Yeah. So I've lived most of my life here in the United States in South Florida. Okay. And that's where I'm hailing from today.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I was in Ohio earlier, and I was in Australia yesterday, so the show loves to go all over the world, so it's always fun to meet people, you know, just from all different walks of life. I love that. So, in the pre-chat, Kingsley and I were just chatting about, like, how do we get through, like, a really difficult time, like, when nothing seems to be working and we're kind of ready to give up. What do you recommend for entrepreneurs who are kind of going through a bump?
You know, that's almost like my middle name sometimes, you know, the busy times. It's from day to day, right? You never know what's going to come our way. And I find myself is just centering myself. And sometimes it's just taking a deep breath. Sometimes it's just really reflecting, meditating, is pause, going for a walk, listening to music. So for me, I use different approaches because sometimes the one that I'm going to be, I don't want to stick to one thing because it gets kind of old. So I kind of mix it up. Just to find a way to kind of shock my system into doing something different than I've always done.
I love it. Yeah, I really like that information because I think it's true. When we have like one go-to thing that we always do, then our brains can kind of get sneaky around that and kind of like mess with us a bit. So I love the idea of finding a new thing and maybe get out in nature, shake it up. It might be intuitive.
I agree 100% because I think you just mentioned a very important part, right, Erica? I think some people are just, they have that one go-to thing that they normally do, and it's almost their brain is so programmed that way that so whenever something happens and they go there and it may not work as quickly as it used to work, they begin to get even deeper into whatever it is they're stuck with. So they start spiraling, and I find it by introducing a new idea, a new concept, it is a disruption to the brain that allows you to now probably make a note of that and begin to reset yourself.
Yeah. And the other fun thing, because I was chatting with Kingsley about, I have a brand new podcast I'm starting that's hyperlocal. And I realized as I was building it, and not building it, but as I was launching it, that I didn't have the infrastructure I thought I had. And it was such an awareness. It was like, oh my goodness. You know, I did the cart before the horse. You know, because we hear people say, build the cart before the horse, you know, get it all ready and then the rain will come, you know, prepare your fields, you know. So tell me some of your other inspirational things that you can help people with for entrepreneurs and who are listening. Like, what are some things to get ourselves in the mood to create bigger and do more in our lives?
Oh, I mean, you know, we hear many times about reading and making certain that you're constantly feeding your mind with new books and new ideas. But I also find getting outside into a networking environment. This past weekend, for example, I was among some other entrepreneurs, and just to listen and talk and share, get new ideas and get out of, because many times we are solopreneurs and we just can get stuck into our own rut. And we may read, we may listen to audios or other podcasts and so on. But I find when I get and they get to rub shoulder with another person who is like me, who understands me, I can look in their eyes and hear their voice and hear their pain. And likewise from me, it really electrifies me. And I believe every entrepreneur should have an outlet of some kind where they get outside and meet other people. And it could be a conference or a workshop or a networking group or a meetup group. Get there. Even if you may be an introvert, get out there anyway, because you'll be surprised to see how energized you can become by just doing that.
Well, I definitely connected with what you said. And the other thing that showed up for me when you said that was when you're helping someone else too, then you're not in that space of being so hyper-focused on yourself. So the other thing that showed up for me for the listeners would be to really do something kind, do a random act of kindness. It's so refreshing. You can pay for someone on the bridge toll in front behind you. You can anything where you're generating a little spark of something compassionate or fresh, this is going to cause good things to show up for you.
You know, I think that's what I find also in Erica, even this past weekend, as I mentioned about the workshop, the networking event, by being there and I gave of myself, people ask questions. So you're constantly listening and offering some suggestions to someone who might be in their own journey where you are. That is, you know, you're getting out of yourself, being other-centered, and that to me is also very energizing.
I love it. Well, tell us a little bit about your, whatever you'd like for your business. It's Kingsley Grant is a coach, and he has some fun free things. He has a free book, 5 Keys to Relieve Anxiety. And tell us a little bit more about your business and what people can learn from you.
Sure. I mean, I'm a primary speaker, so I'm a transformational speaker, helping people to in the area of transition and cultural diversity. And so for me, as an author as well, my last book, Midlife Launch, was focused basically on somebody who is trying to get themselves, you know, people call it a second act. They call it, you know, a relaunch stage. I'm just simply saying it's what might be that one thing that's been on your heart for so long that you want to get out there, but you just don't know how to. So I kind of help people to find a way to get a clarity around that and gain the confidence to take a one low risk way of stepping out there into their dreams. Because if they, you know, my thing is, Erica, if you don't do that, the graveyard becomes richer with your dream if you don't fulfill it. So my mission is to help people to not make that happen.
I mean, that's definitely something this is so strange you said that, because one of my friends went through a heart, she's an author that I publish, and she went through a heart congestive
surgery?
Failure the last few weeks. And she came out and we were chatting, and I said, well, it was like everything gets into focus when you're in the hospital and you're having this experience. And so we were looking at, like, should she do more publicity of her last book? But what I got shown was she had some books she hasn't done yet. There's some maybe 60, 70 page books inside of her that, you know, seriously, like, don't die with your stuff on your hard drive.
You know, a great way to put it, because I've had open heart surgery, you know, I've seen my mom and my younger sister die. And so one of my talks I give is about robbing the graveyard. And I said, let's all be graveyard robbers, in the sense that we do not allow that thing that's so much, you know, is in fire in our hearts to not get out there. And the more we can get it out there, the less chance the graveyard will be any richer because of us.
Wow. I love it. Well, thank you so much for coming to the show. It was a brilliant interview. I really appreciate you showing up and playing with me full out. And tell us how we can reach you and find out more, Kingsley Grant.
Erica, thank you so very much for the work you do, and I appreciate that. So if you go to kingsleygrant.com, KingsleyGrant, KingsleyGrant.com. Everything you need to know will be right there in one spot.
Thank you.
Thank you.